Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes? So the question is, what are you going to do with what you have? I'm not talking about how much you have. Some of you are business majors. Some of you are theologians, nurses, sociologists. Some of you have money. Some of you have patience. Some of you have kindness. Some of you have love. Some of you have the gift of long suffering. Whatever it is, whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have? So you got to get out there. You got to give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my faith. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. Fall forward. This is what I mean. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks, and I'm sure you've probably heard that before, but I want to talk to you about why that's so important. First, you will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in a Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition, and the next audition, and the next audition. But I continued to fail, and fail, and fail. But it didn't matter, because you know what? You hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get a haircut. Here's my second point about failure. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. But do you have the guts to fail? Your life will never be a straight path.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome, fellow Phoenixes, to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast, where we make a daily offering to the divine by putting our past on the pyre, searching the smoke for spirituality, turning the ashes into art, adapting isolation into connection, and manifesting mental wellness. I'm your host, Ross Cessna, and together we are the Spiritual Phoenix. The intent of this show isn't to tell you what to think, but to get you to think, and articulate yourself in a way that is uplifting. We are the artist of our lives, and today is a blank canvas. Let's collectively create a better tomorrow. And right now, I'd like to take a moment and just focus on what we're grateful for today. Today, I'm really grateful for the internal and external resources that have allowed me the ability to navigate through long suffering and an abundance of failures in different masks. And with that, I'd like to get into today's topic, really, which is the gift of long suffering and the ability to fail forward. So to start, we'll go with the gift of long suffering. Anybody who's listening to this podcast, I would hope understands that I've been through some things that have made life difficult, and some of my own choices have made life incredibly difficult for me. But there is a wisdom that is gained through suffering and learning how to navigate through it that I think few people really get to experience. One of the things that I've personally cultivated, and let me rephrase that. One of the things I'm still learning to cultivate on a deep level is perspective based from that suffering. Like, I'm trying to think of how to articulate this clearly. There's a certain sense of peace and surrender and acceptance and patience that is cultivated from that suffering, I guess, is the best way to put it. But you really have to sit with that pain and suffering and make friends with it and be compassionate towards it, I guess, is the best way to say it. For a large part of my experience, I'm 34 now, so I would say for the better part of 32 or 33 years, I was very resistant to suffering, very resistant to my emotions in general, or I would become a victim to them. And a large part of that was due to the environment that I was raised in and the examples that I was given and how to deal with emotions. But also understanding now, and this is hard for me to say because at times it really doesn't feel like it, what a gift that environment was, because it has afforded me the ability to cultivate a perspective on emotions, on suffering, on honestly, even on insanity and depravity, to where I have a sense of gratitude and thankfulness most days when I'm being present that few people in our culture can actually cultivate. And I say few in a relativistic term. I'm obviously not the only one, and there's people that are further advanced in this than myself. But I also have to give myself credit for what I have cultivated from it. So I say that to really say this: if you're going through stuff in life that's uncomfortable, know that you can channel that experience to your benefit. And getting caught up in this new age thought trap of everything needs to be pleasant. What I put out, I receive. I shouldn't feel this way. I don't need to be angry. I need to kind of suppress, repress, or let not be present with these different emotions. That's some bullshit that's going to prevent you from the gift of long suffering and the wisdom and the intelligence that comes with that, in my opinion. That being said, there's still a time when maybe that's what you need. You need to shield yourself from some of those feelings because you don't have the resources or the foundation or the community to help you navigate through them. And that's the other thing that I would say. The gift of long suffering that I've been cultivating hasn't been a one-person job. They say that it takes a community to raise a child, or there's some phrase along that way, along that mindset. And really, this community effort of the fellowship that I'm in and various other networks that I'm exposed to has also been a catalyst for the alchemical process of that suffering into spiritual and mental gold, I guess, is what I would say. So know that if you're going through things, you can channel it for the better. And now the concept of failing forward. There's this really amazing speech that I heard by Denzel Washington. And if I was able to find it, you'll hear it before this whole talk, so you have some understanding. Also, the gift of long suffering is something that Denzel Washington mentioned in that talk. It was a communion address to, I forget what college. Anyhow, I've been listening to that every day for like a week, and it's been pretty amazing, the impact it's had on my life. But failing forward is the concept of letting your mistakes be the gateway to the potential future of everything that you want. And within my life, like looking back long enough, that really has been it. So that failing forward thing even ties into the gift of long suffering. My suffering came from lots of failures, failures to learn from mistakes, failures to change behaviors, failure to so on and so forth. Failure to learn lessons, really. But at the same time, all of those failures culminated in the destruction of my old way of life in a very significant way, to where it expanded my horizons beyond what I could have fathomed. Several of the examples that Denzel Washington uses, and I definitely know I can't say it with as much fire as he does, is Thomas Edison invented, or he failed 1,000 times, and on the 1,001st time, on the 1,001st and first time, he invented the light bulb. So it took all of those successive failures, and that's pretty impressive. And he lists some other people that, because I don't prepare for these things, I just speak off the cuff, I can't recall right now. But he really talks about how you need to have these mistakes in order to move forward. One of the examples he gave as well was, for him personally, going through this interview and not getting the part, but then continually going until he actually got acclimated. And that's even one of the things that I'm doing with this, within this business and within this podcast, within everything that I'm doing, really, is learning better ways to do stuff through my failures. My favorite quote from that whole speech is, if you don't fail, you're not even trying. And with what I'm doing now, I have tried to do something inspiring, something meaningful, since 2012. And the only thing that I've stayed consistent with on some level is this podcast with Spiritual Phoenix Studios, with everything that I've been doing in the past 2 years. But it's the fruit of a lot of failure. And within that fruit of a lot of failure, like what I'm doing now, I failed a lot in this. The only thing I've successfully done is not stop. And I intend to progress forward with this. And in that speech, and also within the fellowship I'm in, and I like how Denzel Washington twisted it. He says, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later, you're going to get a haircut. So if I stay consistent and persistent with what I'm doing, or if you do it with what you want in life, you will eventually get what you want. There's a saying in the fellowship I'm in, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. And I think that that's very pertinent right now. Even within one of the books that I'm reading right now, which is, I should say a rereading, is Chaos Protocols by Gordon White. One of the things he says is, in regards to initiation, self-initiation into like the magical community. And he's and like, says he gets asked a lot, like, what causes it? And his response is inevitability. Inevitably, if you consistently show up, consistently put forth your best effort, consistently refine your process in order to achieve the best results, consistently have self-awareness to see what needs work, to see what you can do better, to see what is working, things will work out for you. But the precursor to all of that is failure. There was another speaker that I heard, and he said, somebody asked him, how can I become more successful? And this is a quote from some famous person, and I forget who said it. Their response was, double your rate of failure to increase your potential for success. So you have to try more. You have to try it more frequently. You have to try it more regularly. And you have to put yourself out there more in a sensible way. One of the things for me, and this is probably my last point, and then this episode's done, I don't want to get too preachy, is I would always set myself up for failure with no actual benefit. Failure in stupid, meaningless ways, I would put myself and take those kind of risks. But risks that actually like meant something in my life that could propel me to having a better life, that could propel me to helping other people on a bigger scale, that could propel my life in a different direction, I rarely would take those risks. And if I did take those risks, the way that I would take it would be in a way where there was no fundamental way for success, because I've been afraid of success my whole life. I have a self-sabotaging personality, and it's one of the things I'm working out because I've seen how that persistent failure has affected me. I really feel like I've talked about these topics at length now. If you like this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. Share it with your friends. Like the Facebook page, Spiritual Phoenix. Visit the website. Book a reading through Oracle at Mooshin. I'm getting an Etsy shop set up for that. Like, there's things going on within this business that you can get engaged in, get value out of, that can support this podcast besides just extra content. I really hope that this helps you. Have a blessed day. Namaste.